give some props to Honda, our media breakfast sponsor today. They have their exhibit right here next to Dodge, and then right up the hill, right next to Club Car at the south end of the Horse Pavilion, is their test track. They were supposed to be out in the fields in the doing their test track. We got 4 inches of rain last Thursday night, and 2.5 inches came after midnight. And nothing like a challenge right before the show. But we're going to make up for it, Willie, this week with great weather for the show. We had to move their test track in, so instead of being in the fields, they're right in D14, right at the end of the Horse Pavilion up there. So we appreciate Honda sponsoring our media breakfast this morning. You're going to hear about the tech seminars from Greg Fry. You're going to hear about Got to Be NC from Jim Knight. They've done a great job with the North Carolina Spotlight State. This is Jim's third time, and he tells me he's going to retire before they do it again. So you can come back one of those half-timers and do it next time, Jim. But they're doing a great job. He's going to tell you all about that in just a little bit. Speaking of the field demos, we will be digging peanuts. We traditionally like to dig the peanuts on the weekend and pick them during the show. But the rain, the good Lord, had other ideas about that. So we're going to be digging peanuts this week, and we'll pick them probably this weekend. We will be picking cotton in the fields. We will be baling hay, doing all the hay baling demonstrations, raking, tedding, mowing, of course. The whole nine yards will be going on for the 3 days of the show. Trimble's going to tell you about their ride and drive with the GPS right when you go past the shop on the left. Got lots of other activities going on in the field. Southern States has an exhibit down past Trimble on the right with their agronomic research that's going on out there. Two cornerstones of our show is the livestock and the field crops. I told you about the field crops and the livestock. We have cattle management seminars, cattle handling seminars. We have dairy management seminars. We have sheep and goat seminars and demonstrations. We have alpaca seminars. We have fish pond seminars. First 2 years we called it aquaculture. Nobody knows what aquaculture is, so now we call it fish ponds because everybody knows what a fish pond is. That'll be going on back next to the sheep and goats. The equine section, Southern States, we'll have Scott Pardoom and Advantage Horsemanship doing the pleasure horse demos, working with a pleasure horse. We've incorporated the Wiregrass Pony Club into that. The kids are going to come in, bring their horses, work with Scott. We're excited to have them involved. Kim Landry's going to be doing the barrel racing demo, and National Cutting Horse Association will be doing the two cutting demonstrations daily. In addition to that, we have the poultry educational seminars. We have our backyard gardening right out front here in the green and white tent. Y'all got to go through that tent and see what they've got going on. Biggest mistake we made with that tent, we didn't put a big enough tent up, but that's a good problem to have. But they've got a lot of great seminars going on, and all these are listed in your schedule of events here in the backyard gardening. Have I left anything out? Talk about poultry. Just running down the checklist. Yep. It's pretty much business as usual this week. The weather's going to be great all week. Hopefully it'll be cool enough and just breezy enough where to keep the gnats down. I'm coming to that next. That's next on the agenda. We're going to be a little bit shy on our exhibitors this year. That's mainly on the inside, but in this economy we feel like it's a blessing that we sold every square foot of our outside space and probably 95% of our inside space. So we're tickled about that, and we're just already looking forward to 2010. One of the big highlights when you get past all the 1,200 exhibitors and demonstrations in the field and the demonstrations in the livestock and the backyard gardening and the auto show where we're going to give away a truck on Tuesday afternoon, a GMC Chevy or Dodge truck at 2 o'clock, giving away a Massey Ferguson lawn tractor at 3 o'clock, a Marathon water heater at 3:15, and a set of cookware in the family living section with kitchen craft made by AmeriCraft at 1 o'clock. On Thursday is our Swisher Sweet Sunbud Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year program. This is the 20th anniversary of an award program that, in my opinion, is unequaled in American agriculture. We cover 1/5 of the U.S., 10 states, And we had our banquet in Valdosta last night, and we have 10 outstanding farm families. If y'all weren't at the banquet last night, you missed a real treat getting to see the Kirksey family from Amity, Arkansas, the 2008 winner, make their presentation about what the Farm of the Year program has meant to them over the last year, and they just did a great job. Brian, Nan, Catherine, and John Bryan got up and just gave a presentation that made the hair stand up on my back, probably brought a tear to my eyes. So they're just great representatives of agriculture, and we've got 10 more this year, and we'll have 10 more next year. And we appreciate the grassroots network that we have with the Extension Services and the Farm Bureaus throughout the Southeast that make that Farmer of the Year program happen. At the luncheon today, we will conclude with the Farmer of the Year presentation, and we're excited to name the 2009, the 20th anniversary winner of the Swisher Sweet Sunbelt Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year program. A couple of points on the luncheon. Two of our keynote speakers are Commissioner of Agriculture Steve Troxler from North Carolina and Deputy Undersecretary of Agriculture Michael Skuse from Washington, D.C. That's what we've got going on at the luncheon. Got a couple ribbon cuttings at 10:15 at the Peanut Proud exhibit. You're going to hear about that momentarily, and then the Spotlight State exhibit. Thank y'all so much for the great job that y'all do as the media helping us tell the Expo story. We appreciate it more than you know. We enjoy working with you, and it's a privilege for us to work with you, and something we don't take for granted. Anything we can do for y'all this week, see Tyron or Gina. Thank y'all.